This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. This year's Kalamazoo Public Library Reading Together book is The Living Great Lakes, Searching for the Heart of the Inland Seas by Michigan author Jerry Dennis. Along with the many nonfiction and poetry books Dennis has written, he's recently started a small publishing company called Big Maple Press. Dennis says it was born of dissatisfaction with a popular online bookseller Amazon and its treatment of authors and other publishers. His first publication is a reprint of The Bird in the Waterfall.
I was one of 600 authors who signed a letter that was published as a full-page ad in the New York Times protesting Amazon's bullying tactics. And so, you know, that was part of it. It feels kind of good, you know, when Amazon is trying to get a corner on the world's market of books, it feels kind of good to create something that they can't get their hands on. So that was why we decided to make Big Maple Press books available only through independent bookstores. And they even have a logo on the cover that says Indie Bookstore Edition. So that was part of it. It was a little bit of a protest, more for the fun of it, though, and more also to give something to these independent bookstores, which have been so instrumental in our careers. They've been great supporters of ours from the beginning and have stood by us, so we're standing by them.
I wonder if that's not part of the very beginning of a movement. You're not the first author I've talked to that is working exclusively with independent booksellers. I think that's interesting.
I've been picking up on it as well since we announced that we were doing this. We've heard from a number of authors who are doing other things as well.
And The Bird in the Waterfall, now there's an interesting story behind that title, I understand. Wasn't it originally with HarperCollins, or can you tell that?
Yes, it was originally published by HarperCollins. Both of them were It's Raining Frogs and Fishes as well. And the title was challenging for a book about the wonders of water. We didn't want to call it simply The Wonders of Water. And because I think we covered so much ground, we decided to name it for one of the chapters, which is called The Bird in the Waterfall, which is the story of the water ouzel, or the American dipper, which is a bird of the western states that will nest right behind waterfalls often and spends its whole life in and around very fast mountain rivers. And it's a bird that's fascinated me most of my life. I first encountered it when I was about 17 years old, when I was in the mountain states for the first time, and I watched this incredible, very plain-looking bird. It looks about the size, it's about the size of a robin, and it's very gray-colored, very undistinctive, and until you watch its behavior. And I watched this bird hopping along rocks along the river and then suddenly dive into the fast part of the river and swim as if it were flying, flapping its wings, swimming beneath the surface of really fast water, picking aquatic insects out from among the rocks. So I began researching it and have been interested in it ever since.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Jerry Dennis, the author of The Living Great Lakes. Dennis says being a nature writer goes hand in hand with being an environmentalist. He has strong feelings about how we treat Michigan's waterways.
Well, you know, it's an ugly history, and we've done a lot of things wrong. I'm always, my default, I think, is to look for optimistic things and signs for hope, because, you know, as a child of the 60s, and I'm remembering so vividly how bad it was in those days, how polluted the waterways were in the air, I was, you know, very concerned, and I became, you know, active in trying to change that. And so I'm always alert for signs that it is changing, and I'm seeing that, and I think we all can see that now. I mean, many of our waterways are cleaner. The air is cleaner in most places. It's not universally true, of course. I mean, there are places around the Great Lakes that have very serious problems. and much work still needs to be done. But to see the difference made politically, for instance, it used to be that the environmental movement was a partisan issue, and it's no longer true. Every politician recognizes that their constituents care, and also that a clean environment is good for the economy, and we're seeing evidence of that constantly now. So Great Lakes cities, it really began with Chicago, but now Toronto and Milwaukee and Detroit, and many, many smaller cities as well are taking charge and are learning that by cleaning up their waterways and freshening up their waterfronts, they are benefiting in countless ways. Quality of life and economy are both on the upswing. So that's a definite sign for optimism.
Good to hear. Now, if you had to give one advice, one urging to the residents of Michigan, because with the Great Lakes, we have something here that no other state really has, what is the most important thing that we residents of this state can do for the Great Lakes?
I think speak up. Attend meetings. Write to your representatives. Don't let our guard down, because, you know, as optimistic as I tend to be by nature, I'm also a realist, and I know that there are people who will do what is most profitable and easiest, and that's often at the expense of our water and air and land. There are things going on that we should all be involved in, I think, and should all step up and speak out against, like the oil pipes under the Great Lakes and the spill, the potential for spills like you suffered so terribly on the Kalamazoo River a few years ago.
Yeah.
That could happen in the Great Lakes as well. There's an oil line under the Straits of Mackinac that's 60 years old that's pumping millions of gallons of crude oil a day beneath the lake and across Michigan and then across the St. Clair River to Sarnia. And it's incredibly vulnerable to rupture. And if it ruptures, it's going to be a disaster unlike any we've ever seen in the Great Lakes. And nothing will change until we put pressure on the governor and our representatives to step in and demand that these pipes be inspected and upgraded. So, you know, those kinds of things. I really do believe that just making sure that our lawmakers know we care is more important probably than anything.
You've been listening to Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. I've been speaking with Jerry Dennis, the author of The Living Great Lakes. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.